vous avez le courage de mettre...
The campaign was in full swing this week for an event by Cotonou ruling party candidate Jérôme Danjinou.
Je prends l'engagement avec tout le conseil municipal.
The director of Cotonou's port promised help for what he called the infinite number of poor, programs for youth and women empowerment, as well as better public transportation for all.
La tâche n'est pas facile. Elle ne peut s'accomplir que dans la durée.
In another campaign event, his main adversary, current Cotonou mayor and former president Niswar Soglo, said a mayor's work is difficult and cannot be done overnight, and that people will get lasting change if he gets another five-year term. His party's slogan translates as, "The sun rises full of force and we are doing well." The party's name is Benin's Renaissance.
Je voudrais inviter les partis politiques.
At the start of the campaigning for the April 20th vote, President Boni Yayi called for peaceful, transparent, just, and credible elections. He said he wanted the process to be a celebration of democracy, with rival politicians being adversaries and not enemies. But following the death of a mayor in the central town of Glazoue, riots broke out on April 11th, led by ruling party militants who thought foul play had caused their mayor's death. The mayor had been seeking re-election, but apparently died of natural causes. Another person died of wounds sustained during the violence. Interest in the election is not shared by all. One woman in Cotonou said she understands nothing of local politics and is not sure what exactly elected officials are doing. These feelings are widespread, as many had high hopes when President Yayi took power 2 years ago, promising an economic overhaul. But widespread poverty persists, and frustrations are growing with rising prices. 4 million electors will be able to choose thousands of village, neighborhood, town, and municipal representatives. Two other main political forces are the Party for the Renewal of Democracy and an alliance known as the G13, aligning themselves with 13 dissident lawmakers from the ruling party. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Dakar.